We are back on the Kemper's Chronicle podcast with Ball Knowledge Ben.
Yeah, we're back. We got a lot to talk about, so stay tuned. We'll get into it.
Starting first, I heard about your Waukee Northwest loss.
Oh, man, that was hard. You know, my Waukee Northwest Wolves, unfortunately, we lost to the to our cross-town rival, the Waukee Warriors. But, hey, luckily the girls won, so... You know, that's something that we can take home with us. And I was actually at that game. I was in attendance to watch my alma mater play. And, man, it was back and forth, as you expected. You know, rivalry games are always going to be close, right? No matter – I told my dad this last night, right? I was like, no matter if the team's 0-11 or your team's 11-0, it's always going to be close, no matter what. That's just how it is, right? It's just – it's how it is. And it's going to be close, and it was close. And fortunately, my Wolves did not come out with the victory, but – Colin Rice looked good. Landon Davis threw down a couple dunks. Matt Kaitlin had a couple good threes. Nash Cookin really came on. He's starting to look better. And I have to look up the score here on Varsity Bound. You know, you kind of forget.
They lost by like 4-6 or something. 64-60, I think. Was it?
Yeah. Like at the very. So Isaiah Oliver was taking the ball out. And then he lost the ball. And then Pete Craig for Waukee took it. And okay, it was 64-60. So yeah, you're right. We lost by four. Yeah, it was hard. You know, losing as a Northwest fan, I thought we had that. I thought we had that game. And, Waukee can have this game. I mean, we still beat him in every other sport. We beat them in softball. We beat them in wrestling. A duel that I was actually at. We dominated them in wrestling. We beat them in. We're better than them in track and field. We're better than them in golf. We're better than them in tennis. We're better than them in baseball, softball. I mean, every other sport we beat them in. So, reality that this city is blue and white. And did you see Northwest's uniforms that they have?
Uh-uh.
Dude, they're all black. They're the most ugliest uniforms I think I've ever seen. So, like, it's all black, right? It's kind of like Iowa State's, how the outside of it is all black, and then it says Wolves, and it's all gray. I'm like, dude, who designed these uniforms? Like, first of all, black isn't even in our school colors, and it's just it's just a little annoying to me that, you know, we're trying to be like Iowa State, right? And we shouldn't, but we are. And I'm just... I don't know what to say about our uniforms, man. I don't like them. They're not good uniforms. And what we need to have is all kind of like your sweatshirt. We need to have an all blue jersey in white texture. It says Northwest or says Wolves on it. That's what it needs to be. Those uniforms would be sick. I would love those uniforms. But I believe Northwest on Friday takes on Dowling away. That's going to be a tough game. I mean, Dowling beat Waukee. I think it was at Waukee, Dowling won. I don't know if it was at Waukee or if it was, I don't know if it was, no. So Northwest will return this Saturday, I mean, this Tuesday at 7:45 at Northwest against Ankeny, who's ranked number 10. Northwest should win that game. So their next games, Ankeny at home, Dowling away. That's going to be a tough game. I think we can win that. Valley at home. And to close it out, we have Des Moines Roosevelt at home.
They're playing Des Moines Roosevelt?
I don't know why, dude. Dude, a couple years ago, Northwest traveled to Des Moines East, when Price Sanford was still there, when he was a senior. They traveled to Des Moines East for some reason, and obviously Northwest won by a lot. It wasn't really close, but... I mean, let's be honest. These inner-city schools have no offense. These inner-city schools have no chance against Northwest. I mean, the amount of talent Northwest has is just... It just... So, Ankeny, win... Dowling, I think it'll be close, but we'll win. Valley win, Roosevelt win. So to close out the season, what is our record right now?
It's like a nationally ranked high school going against like an eighth grade team.
We are not. We should not be nationally ranked, bro. If a nationally ranked team would beat Waukee, a nationally ranked team would beat Cedar Falls, a nationally ranked team would beat the number two team in Wisconsin. They would. You know, if we were to play against IMG, dude, we would get destroyed. Like every single player on IMG is ranked. I mean, they are. They're going high-level D1. Our best players are playing in the Big Ten, right? And so what is our record right now? 14-3. So Ankeny win 15-3, 16-17, 18. We're going to go 18-3 on the season. And I heard the announcers last night say we might actually face Waukee again in the playoffs in the tournament. And if And if Northwest faces off against them, I probably will go down to that game. I'll probably tell my parents, hey, because I went last year, right? And, you know, Ben McCollum's kid was on the team. We had Bodie Goodman, obviously Colin and Landon were on that team. I went to all three of the games, right? Northwest, we played against Cedar Rapids Kennedy first round. Who did we play second round? We played against Cedar Falls. Yeah, and we won that game. And then championship game was against Valley, and unfortunately we lost to Trevin Urich and Zay Robinson and Kiki Dang, who's actually at DMAC now. He's on the basketball team, Kiki Dang. Yeah, he's on DMAC's basketball team now. But yeah, man, tough loss to my Wolves, but, we'll bounce back against Ankeny. We'll get a win. And, yeah, man, I'm just, Jaden, I can't believe we're already in February already, dude. I mean, before I know it, we're going to be at the state tournament, and you got to come down to a state tournament game this year. We got to get you down in one to, even if it's not Northwest, just go to a game. And it's kind of weird having it be named the Casey Center, you know, because, but when I graduated high school, it was still the Wells Fargo Arena. So I graduated last year in May of 2025. I think it was May 18th, and it was still the Wells Fargo Arena. And then I think in June it changed it to Casey Center. And I actually went to the Adam Sandler thing that I went to, that was when it was named the Casey Center. And I went to the Iowa, so I've been at the Casey Center when it's been called the Casey Center two times. The Adam Sandler, the comedy tour, and then Iowa played against Bucknell at the Casey Center. I went to that game. Were you at that game?
No.
No, you weren't? Okay. But yeah, I was at that game. But yeah, dude, can you imagine a Northwest? So Northwest and Waukee actually have played in the tournament one time. And you know what year that was? Omaha Baloo, senior year, and Price Sanford. And my boy, Cade Kelderman. Shout out Cade Kelderman, by the way. What a dog. He's a dog, man. And actually walked on at Iowa State. But he's better than a walk-on, dude. That dude went off against Waukee in 2023, the state tournament game. Because I remember watching it because we were going to go to Florida the next day because we go to Florida like every year. For my birthday, because my birthday's on the 13th, and you know the state tournament's right around that time. It's like March 10th through 13th, and I just remember Cade Kelderman, man. He shot threes over Omaha Blue, which was crazy because I have mixed feelings about Omaha Blue. You can say what you say about him, you can think about him, but yeah, man. I was just so happy that Northwest won that game because we're the better team. We had better athletes over here at Northwest, and if you think Waukee's better, then if you're a Waukee fan, you listen to this, man. Like I just said, Northwest won in pretty much every sport. Waukee, you got lucky in football. All right. Next year, Northwest is dethroning them. We are. We're beating you guys by a lot. Right. And if you're a good athlete, there's a reason why the good athletes transfer to Northwest, Jaden. I mean, we've had a couple good volleyball girls transfer here because you know why? Because they want to win a state championship at Northwest. You know Piper Ladwig for Northwest?
Mm-hmm.
She actually started at Urbandale. She came here to Northwest. Katie Willits for Northwest, a good track runner. She was somewhere in Illinois, I think. Her brother actually was in my grade, Carson Willits. But they transferred here, and no wonder why we have a dynasty. I mean, we've won three out of the past four state championship games for track for girls. I mean, if you're a good athlete and you're a good track runner, come to Northwest, man. Coach Ben Dewey, we would love to have you. We would love to develop you. And how many state championships does Waukee have in track and field? Oh, I forgot. They have one. We have three. We've won more in 4 years. We've only been in school for 5 years, right? We've won more championships in 4 years than Waukee has won in how many ever many years they've been in school. That says something. You know, that shows how good of athletes that we have and how much of good people we have at Northwest. And so, yeah, man, speaking of Northwest, a Northwest softball player, Elena Schulte, actually committed to DMAC to play softball. She will join her former teammates. She will join her teammate, Sophia Walton, at DMAC, which is pretty cool, right? Because anytime that, you know, a Wolf, you know, somebody that I graduated with or a Wolf that graduated, I want them to do well, right? I want, no matter what they're doing. It's kind of hard to root for Cade Kelderman because he's on Iowa State and I'm an Iowa fan. So when Cade Kelderman's not playing against Iowa, I'll cheer for him, but I won't cheer for his team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll cheer for Cade Kelderman when he does well, when he's on the floor, but when he's not playing against Iowa, you know. But yeah, shout out to Elena Schulte, a great softball player, and she'll be coming to DMAC for softball. She's a senior at Northwest now. So next DMAC year, she'll be coming to DMAC and she'll be playing softball. And yeah, shout out to her, man. And I forgot to shout out these couple of Northwest football players that committed. I forgot to do it last pod. I'm going to do it right now. Ryan Rudruff and Henry Moore have committed to Central College. Ryan Rudolph was our starting running back this year. Great running back. Great 1-2 back, him and Paula Tabunge. And I'm happy for Ryan Rudolph. You know, he's he battled injuries in his high school career, and it wasn't always easy for him. But, you know, for him to be able to commit to Central College and Pella, and it's pretty cool. And Henry Moore, who actually is a wrestler too. And yeah, I'm happy for both of them, right? Like I just said, anytime that a former Wolf can... I want any former Wolf to do well, you know, no matter what it's at, you know, no matter if they're at football, or if it's sports, jobs, you know, no matter what it is, I want them to do well. And so, yeah, I'm happy for all, like the people I just said, I'm happy for Atlanta Schulte committing here, actually, to DMAC. Congratulations. We're students here at DMAC. We're proud, you know, especially me, because I went to Northwest. Henry Moore and... Brian Rudolph committed to Central, who they actually joined a classmate of mine, Jacob Connell, who actually plays at Central. They joined their former teammate Jacob Connell there at Central. So it'll be pretty cool to see, you know, Jacob Connell and Henry Moore and Ryan Rudolph all on the same team together, because Jacob Connell was a classmate of mine, right? And somebody who I graduated with. And one more shout out, our starting kicker, Kenan Quaid, committed to Coe College yesterday. So congrats to him. And next up, we got Iowa basketball. Late game tonight, 10 o'clock p.m. against Washington. Jaden, unfortunately, I will not be staying up and watching them. Right, like I make this rule: whenever I'm tired, I just go to sleep, dude. Like Kansas played at 10 o'clock one night against Colorado, and I did not watch it. And Kansas won, but this will be a tough game for Iowa. You know, this road trip too that they had to go to Oregon, and they won that game. And if Sturts can play like he did against Oregon, I think Iowa will win this game. And I think Iowa is a better team. That is tonight at 10 o'clock. And yeah, like I just said, I hope that, you know, Iowa comes out with the victory, and that, you know, Sturts can keep doing what he's doing, because, you know, Sturts is a good player, right? He does it the right way. He's not the flashiest guy. He's not the most athletic. He's not the most physically gifted, but he just does it right. Right. He's been doubted his whole life. Bennett Sturts has. And, but he's been there with Ben McCollum every step of the way. And you know, what's crazy, Jaden, I remember Ben McCollum saying he met with the media a couple of days ago to like talk about the Oregon game. He's like, somebody asked him, so what was Bennett's journey like? He said, well, I can remember his very first practice. Actually, he was like, he didn't think he belonged here. And for Bennett to now be a D2 All-American, to do well 1 year for Drake, and for him to, you know, step it up now for the Big Ten. And, yeah, man, I just, you see Tavion Banks is, like, dealing with something? Mm-mm. He's dealing, like, some sickness. But Ben McCollum said he's going to play, which it'll be interesting to see how much he plays, though. I don't think he'll play much. But, yeah, it starts. He didn't play much against Oregon, but Bennett Sturts really stepped up. And, Brendan Housen, I hope that he gets in a lot, because Brendan Housen against Oregon went off. I think he had like 3 threes or something like that, but he really came on toward the end against Oregon. And Ben McCollum has said that Brendan Housen has lost like 15 to 20 pounds, which is good. And he's finally learning Ben McCollum's system, right? You know, when you first come in, it takes a little bit to learn a new coach's system, but Ben McCollum said he's done a good job. He's done a good job learning his system. And so I hope that Brendan Housen can continue to hit, you know, good to hit threes, because we need Brendan Housen to be that 3-point shooter this year. You know, we haven't had a good 3-point shooter since Peyton Sanford and Jordan Bohannon. So, yeah, 10 o'clock, late game tonight. If you Hawkeye fans are going to be watching that, you better get a good night's sleep tonight, because it's going to be a long game. And
speaking of Kansas, did you see that comeback against Texas Tech?
Yep, we got to talk about that. Yep, yeah. I stayed up for the whole entire game. Mm-hmm. I stayed up for it. Watched
Darren
all.
Peterson's clutch.
They call, you know, I'm not gonna say it on air, but do you know what they called Darren Peterson at the very beginning of the game?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. It's something that we're not gonna say, but it was something that wasn't nice, and Darren took that personally. And Darren was this is, I think this is actually one of the first games. I think this is the second game all season where Darren played all. He played all the whole entire game. And yeah, Kansas basketball getting a great win against a good Texas Tech team, right? Dude, I thought Kansas was gonna lose that game, dude. I did not think that when Trey White turned that ball over, I was like, dude, what are you doing, Trey White? Like, hold on to the ball, dude. And he just turned it away. And then luckily, Kansas was able to come out with that victory, right? And Darren did his thing, right? Darren has shown why he's a number one pick, right? Jaden, do you think this is the best freshman class of all time?
It has the chance to be.
I think it is. I mean, you have the Boozers. You, Kate. Okay, which one's the better one? Isn't that Cameron?
Cameron.
Cameron's. Yeah. I think it might be Caden, actually.
Caden is like
the 6'9 guy.
Yeah.
No, 6'9 is
Cameron. Cameron's better. Cameron's the one that be dunking on people.
I think that's Caden, actually. Mm-hmm. Oh no! You're right. That is Cameron. Cameron Boozer, Darren Peterson, AJ DeBonza, Nate Ament, Koa Pete, and Caleb Wilson, and yeah, man, it's I'm glad Kansas got that victory. Right, it was a much needed victory. They needed to get that victory on the road, and yeah, man. So Kansas actually plays on Saturday at 3:00 against Utah, back at home and against Allen Fieldhouse, and yeah, man, just a great victory. You know, Darren did his thing. He showed why he's the best player in the country, and when he's healthy, man, I saw comparisons. I saw something this morning. It's like Darren Peterson is on track to become the next Kobe Bryant. Like, I agree with that 1,000%. I think Darren Peterson is on his way to becoming the next Kobe Bryant, man. And so, yeah, great win by Kansas. And NFL Pro Bowl. Did you end up watching that?
Yeah, I watched it. I know you were at the game, but
yeah,
dude. I mean, it was decent. Like, it's better than it has been.
Who won? NFC?
NFC.
Let's go, baby. But, I mean, It's pretty much just a bunch of guys playing flag football.
You can only make flag football look so entertaining.
Yeah, bro. Like, oh my God, I got to pick. Like, buddy, it's a flag football game. Like, don't get.
They weren't even like really trying.
No, they weren't. Like
I know they're competitive people. Like, it wasn't. It was decent. Like, since there's nothing else on, like, I mean, that's the only thing you could watch. So, like,
yeah, I mean, it's except if it's just college basketball. Yeah. But I mean, it's
like Jamar had this like one hit, like they put him in on defense and he had like this one handed pick six.
Who was the what's Eli and Peyton, the coaches again?
The coach for NFC was Jerry Rice. The AFC, I don't know.
They just pick random coaches. But what were your thoughts on the Pro Bowl? I mean, what were your takeaways? Even though it was pretty much a simulated practice, what were your just overall thoughts? I did not able to watch it. I was able to watch my Wolves, but
you know, I think the coach was Steve Young for the AFC.
Oh, who would have known? Jerry Rice's quarterback would be the other team's head coach.
Like, the Pro Bowl, it's just like gradually getting worse and worse.
It's not what it used to be.
It used to be like tackle football. Like,
they'd have their full jersey on. They'd have their whole full helmet, but
now it's just like glorified.
It's becoming flag soft.
Football. Yeah, it's glorified flag football, and like flag football is going to be in the 2028 Olympics. So like, I understand why they're like changing it and wanting to get that. And all of them are saying that they want to win the gold medal for USA.
Well, they're gonna win, obviously.
No,
I mean,
like, I don't even think, because like the thing is, like, there's actually like professional flag football leagues around.
Yeah, no,
so, like,
there is.
So like, they know the rules and they know like. They would know flag football better than the NFL athletes, but like the NFL athletes would play football better than them. But like,
yeah,
they don't know the flag football like rules and everything.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is who is the USA going to play against? Yeah. Right? Are they going to get like Young Wei Koo to play for the South Korean team? Like, how is this going to work? How are they going to put a bunch of Indian guys in a flat? And how are they going to like
do they have like flag football leagues around the world?
Or is it just going to be USA facing off against each other? Like, because obviously USA has the best athletes. I mean, but. Yeah, I don't take the Pro Bowl serious anymore. I mean, I think the last Pro Bowl that I actually watched was 2022, and let me say this one more time, 2022, I was a freshman in high school the last time I actually took the Pro Bowl seriously. And it's just, did you hear what Roger Goodell said about the refs? Mm-mm. I think the refs are better than ever. What? Are you high? Roger Goodell here's his philosophy: money first, player safety second. What it should be is player safety first, money second, right? Because at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are playing the game. Roger Goodell, no offense to you, but you're not out there taking hits left and right. You're not out there tackling guys. You're not out there working your butt off. Roger Goodell, imagine having a guy that's never played in the NFL tell you what to do and make decisions for you. Would you want that? Mm. Heck no, I wouldn't want that. I want a guy who actually played in the NFL, like a guy like I'd actually want a guy that's actually played in the league before to make decisions for me, because he's actually played in the league. He knows what it's like, no matter what position he has, no matter what position he was. And yeah, I don't take any Pro Bowl seriously past 2022. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, I don't take it seriously, and nobody should. I mean, hey guys, we want a glorified flag football game. congratulations. You won a flag football game, man. Nobody was trying. Like, no.
Like, it's not even like for the win or like competition. It's just like for fun, baby.
How was Jalen Hurts in the Pro Bowl, dude? He, like,
Shador, Joe Burrow, and Joe Flacco for the AFC.
Joe Flacco? Yeah.
Joe Flacco got it.
They just put in any quarterback
because,
in.
Because, like, Shador had the most votes. Like,
it's because of his last name.
But, and then, like, Josh Allen, like, went out.
I wouldn't want to play in the Pro Bowl either.
Patrick Mahomes is hurt. So, like, they just
didn't even get selected. I don't want to play in the Flacco Bowl either. I mean, imagine just, I don't know.
I mean, it was just like for fun. Like, you know, like the field days back in the day.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's like.
Dude, I used to love field days so much. So, oh, man, I miss field days. Shout out Walk Hill Elementary, man. Those are some fun days, man. I miss field day so much. I wish I could just go back to elementary school, dude, because field day was. Remember, wasn't it when you were in fifth grade you got to help out with field day?
Yeah.
I wish in fifth grade we got to do field day, man. Field day was so fun. Last day of school, not really doing anything. Just enjoying, you know. And, you know, field day is kind of your send-off for summer, right? It's sending you off for summer. And, yeah, man, I miss field day so much, dude. It was so fun. I loved it so much. And we used to set up, like, right where the playground was. And I think we had field day. So this was field day one time in May. I don't remember what year it was. So it was at Waukee Stadium, right? We were having field day. And, like, there was, like, this shooter in the area. Like, they thought it was a shooter. And so my parents were working at a stand. Like, so there's, like, different, like, stations there at this field day. And we were at Waukee Stadium. And I was supposed to go over to my parents the next one. And there was, they ended up canceling field day after, like, a couple of hours because of some suspected shooter in the area, which we had to go into the Waukee soccer room, which at the time I thought was cool, you know. But, yeah, dude. You bring that up. I love field day, dude. I wish in middle school we had field day, man. Like, I wish we just had a recess in elementary school, dude. I miss it. I miss it so much. Wasn't middle school just so fun, dude? Yeah. I miss middle school.
Peak.
It was so fun, dude. But my seventh grade year actually was the year when COVID happened. So right around my birthday, because my birthday is March 13th, right around my birthday is when COVID happened. Because I remember, so Waukee played against Ankeny in the state championship game. Right. And there was like no fans there. I remember we were at Seven Some Pizza. We were eating, me and my family, because it was my birthday, and we were watching it. And I was just like, why is there nobody in the stands? Like, this is weird. Something's not right. But, yeah, man, COVID was 6 years ago, dude. I can't believe that. That felt like forever. COVID felt like forever. You know, but I also felt like COVID brought people together. Right. I feel like it had its purpose, but it's good and its bads, right? I feel like COVID really brought people together. I feel like that we were able to see more time of our families. We were able to, man, I'm going to be telling people a long time about what COVID was like, you know, just pretty much being locked inside your house, can't go anywhere. You have to wearing a mask was so bad, bro. Like, at school, teachers would say, mask up. I'm like, are you serious, bro? I have a mask. As long as I have a mask, that doesn't really, but dude, I remember we used to go to school and we wear a mask. Dude, it was so terrible. It was so bad, bro. Did you have to go?
Like, barely breathe.
I know, you couldn't. Like, it was just. So for, did you go online for your, so my eighth grade year was the COVID. So we went into school for like 2 months and then we went online for a couple months and then we went back to school. Did you ever have that?
We had like hybrid. So like you would go like half the week. Like, you could pick to either go fully online or you could pick the hybrid. So
I think everybody would just go online.
You'd be in person for, like, Tuesday and Thursday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then you'd be online the rest of the week.
You know what's crazy? So my younger brother, he started class after me, but he got done before me, which I was a little annoyed of. Because I'm in my room right here. He's in his room, and he's done before me. I'm like, dude, how are you done before me? Like, you started after me. Like, it's just... Yeah, it was weird, dude, going online. Then we went back to school, and dude, so my cousin did online school, and like his teacher had this rule where you can't like, so my cousin was wearing pajamas one time, and the teacher got mad at him. Like, what are you gonna do about it?
You want us to dress up at home?
Yeah, like, you can't even just turn your camera off. First of all, like, what are you gonna do about it? Climb through the camera and take off my pajamas for me? Like, the teachers that have those rules, I can't stand, bro. Like, Let us sit in our bed. Like, if I'm doing online, did you used to sit in your bed all the time?
Yeah.
I used to, too. I used to just turn on.
I would just turn it on and then leave.
I would just turn my camera off and just go to. I would just take a nap, bro. And hopefully that your teacher wouldn't call on you. And then when your teacher calls on you, you're like, hey. And then imagine you're still sleeping and then your teacher calls on you. But, yeah, man, that was fun. I had this. So I had this, like, office in my room. It's like a not really an office. It's just like a table in my room. And I sat there. And it was weird. My mom, my younger brother were home, and it was just kind of weird, dude. Like, yeah, but COVID was weird. It was a weird time, dude. I don't know how we got through it, Jaden. I really don't. You know,
I thought it was gonna be like that forever,
dude. I did too. It always will be forever, but it won't be like as bad as it was in 2020. But yeah, man, COVID felt like 10 years. To be honest with you, dude, I was locked in my house. Fortnite was huge during 2020, dude. Like, everybody was playing. Even I played. I played on my phone. I did not. My brother, so we had a PS4 at the time. We have a PS5 now. And he just, every single morning, he would go down there and he'd play Fortnite. And I would be on my phone. I would join up with him. I was terrible at Fortnite. But I would be hitting people. I would try to kill people with pickaxes, dude. I didn't know what I was doing. But
it was like chapter 2, season 2. That was like another prime of Fortnite.
Yeah, I mean, that was when everybody had nothing to do. I mean, you had nothing to do, right? Play video games is like your best thing, like, mm-hmm. to do. And
they were like advising to not go out. So, like, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, what else are you gonna do? Like, read a book? Like, unless you really like reading, but yeah. So COVID was a hard time, dude. I don't know how we got through it, but yeah, man. So
going back to the flag football, I looked up. There's like an actual like flag football world champion league.
Like
United States, Austria, France, Canada, Denmark, Mexico, Germany, Italy.
I wonder, Denmark. They have that many players to play for those countries?
They must.
USA is going to dominate, bro.
Because United States has the most men's titles with 6, and well, then the women have 3, but they're tied with Mexico. Mexico is good. The woman Mexican team is good.
Honestly, they should just have real football. Just put them in pads and do tackle. No, the USA would dominate, bro. It wouldn't even be close. Not, it'd be like a college team playing against an NBA team. Like, it would not be close. The USA would just destroy everybody.
Because, like, tackle football is way different than flag football. So, I don't know how, like...
But you also don't want the players to get injured,
yeah,
though, too.
I don't know
which,
how well, like, NFL players would adapt to flag football.
I mean, they do, like, it in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, because, like, obviously...
But not everybody makes it, though, so...
They play football better than them, but I don't know if they played flag football better than the professionals do.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And, like, all the rules and stuff that you would have to learn. But during the last... Micah Parsons was rolling around in his little scooter.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Laura was just like, so, Micah, I saw you rolling around in your scooter. What's up with that?
He called it Lightning McQueen. It was going, like, 2 miles an hour. He wasn't going anywhere in that thing.
Oh, man.
It was more like Mater.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's funny.
But yeah, I'm trying to look at when the Iowa women play next. I don't know...
And they had, like, Jason Kelsey and Scott Van Pelt announcing.
Why was Jason there? He's got to do his podcast. Okay, so Iowa women play tomorrow against Minnesota at home at 6 o'clock. Iowa women need to get a win, right? They need to beat Minnesota, right? They have to. After what happened against USC and UCLA, they have to win. I mean, they have to. You cannot lose to Minnesota at home, especially being the number 10 ranked team in the country. You cannot afford to lose this game at home to Minnesota. I think Iowa will win. I think they'll take care of business, but yeah, man. Iowa women have to take care of business against Minnesota. And who's your favorite player on the Iowa women team? I don't think I've ever asked you that this year.
It's a toss-up between Chit-Chat and... Chit-Chat and, you know, Jada Giamfi?
Yeah.
She's like the hype woman.
She doesn't play, though.
No,
but
she never plays, but that's like my fave.
I think her average career minutes is like 5.
Yeah. And then she's like hurt now, but like she never plays anymore.
But she has a podcast, though, yeah. Talking Hawks or whatever. I think she'll be good at that.
And she's always on TikTok.
Yeah. Her and Kylie, though, too, were kind of... I'd say minus Chit-Chat or Ava Hayden. I love Ava Hayden. She's a great player. She's a great post player. And I've been telling you, Jaden, I think she's the next coming of Megan Gustafson. I think she's the next Monica Sonano. I think she's, she's just... I mean, she had 0 points in the first half against UCLA in the first two quarters. And then she comes out and has... How many did she have for the game? Like 19 or something? I think she has, like, 19 against UCLA. But, Yeah, Ava Hayden is a great player. And shout out Jan for going out and getting chit-chat, man. 3 straight years in a row we've had a great point guard. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, Lucy Olsen for 1 year. And chit-chat's only a sophomore. She's only a sophomore. We get her for 3 more years. No, we get her for 2 more years. Iowa women are in good company. Let's hope that she doesn't transfer, because I don't want to jinx anything. If she stays, which I think she will, she's going to be a very good player. Her and Hayden are going to feed families, man. Her and Hayden are going to be really good together. And what do you think Kylie will do after she's done? Probably be, I don't know.
You know, like how, who's that one that went to be like a dental or...
Oh, Monica?
Yeah.
Or Warnock?
Yeah, something like that. Like pursue whatever she's majoring in.
She may be a GA, actually.
Or like
what Sydney like Fulter is.
Molly Davis, like be a coach.
Yeah. Or she could get into modeling, which I think she should. But, dude, we only have like 5 more games left for that woman, dude. I remember when the first game came, you know, I didn't know how good we'd be. And,
Or like, who was that shooter that
Warnock?
She was like a 3-and-D player that was with Caitlin Clark.
McCabe?
No.
Kate Martin?
No, the other one. It was like the big 3. Kamarn, Caitlin Clark, and...
Monica?
No.
McKenna Warnock?
No. Like, you're missing one. She was like number like... Oh, she went to like North Carolina for something.
Gabby Marshall. Gabby Marshall, yeah.
What is she doing?
She's at North Carolina, I think, for...
Nursing or something?
Yeah, I think so, but... man. Can you believe we're going into year 3 already of Caitlin Clark in the WNBA? Jaden, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Isn't that wild to you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're already going into year 3 of Caitlin Clark. Like, dude, I remember when she got drafted, for Christ's sake. Like, I remember I was sitting in my room watching the draft, and I knew Caitlin was going number 1. I mean, everybody knew. And breakout year for the Fever. We need to talk about the Fever here soon, but I'm looking forward to the Fever's year this year. And what are your thoughts on the Fever this year and how they're going
to
be?
I had high expectations for them last year. They took the Aces to 5.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Aces were...
Yeah.
They
won, eventually.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Aces are probably going to win it again this year. I mean...
God squad. But, like, the Fever, they should be great. They got Lexi Hole, right?
Yeah.
Leah Boston.
Her and her twin sister, Sophie Cunningham. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you one thing about Kelsey Mitchell. She's a ball hog. I don't like her.
Every time she gets the ball, she wants to put it up.
Yeah, like, bro, you're not the best. Well, let me tell you this: you are not the best player on the team. Like, the only reason why people are watching your team is because of Caitlin Clark. I mean, that's facts. The only reason why people are watching your team is because of Caitlin Clark. Aaliyah Boston is good. My favorite player on the Fever, obviously, is Caitlin Clark, but my second favorite is probably Aaliyah Boston. I mean, I'm not a big Kelsey Mitchell fan. I think she's a ball hog. Now, that's just probably me being biased because she took shots away from Caitlin Clark, but I think Caitlin Clark can win MVP this year. I mean, if she stays healthy and she does what she does, I think she'll win MVP. And remember what happened? Jordan's third year, first coming to the league, he got hurt. In his third year, he won MVP. So I'm hoping Caitlin Clark can fall on that same track and win MVP. But they have a good coach. Stephanie White is... I question some of her, like, game... You know what I mean? Like, I kind of questioned some of her, like, in-game decisions last year because I feel like she was kind of overshadowed because she had, like, DeJuana Bonner. DeJuana Bonner just gave up on the Fever.
Yeah, she's a quitter. And then she wanted to go with her wife and play.
And that's just... I thought DeJuana Bonner was going to work out with the Fever. Yeah. I mean, she did. And then she just gave up and said, I'm out.
She's like the KD of women's.
KD doesn't really quit, though. I mean...
No, like, I'm saying, like, the way she plays... Like score.
I think Candace Parker is more like KD, but you could make that argument. But good time for the Fever. And
they had Ari McDonald when Caitlin Clark got hurt, but then she got hurt, and then
they should just keep Ari McDonald. Yeah. She was good. She was good for him. But Cubs, man, we're getting closer and closer to spring training starting for the Cubs. I don't know when their first spring training game is. I'm not really sure when it is, but man. Cubs have a dangerous team this year, man. And but the Cardinals just trading away. Who was that guy, Brendan Donovan, that they just traded away to the Mariners? I think the Cubs are going to win the division. I mean, I really do. I do believe that the Cubs will win the division this year. And with the lineup that they have and them getting Bregman, I mean, you talk about a lineup of Bregman, PCA, Nico Horner, Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, Michael Bush, Carson Kelly, Dansby Swanson. And then you got a pitching rotation of Shota Umaga, Justin Steele, Matthew Boyd. Who's that guy that they brought in from? Edward Cabrera. You have him too, and that's dangerous, man. That's probably going to be one of the best starting rotations in baseball. And so, yeah, man, I just I'm looking forward to another exciting Cubs season of baseball because the Cubs are, you know, my team, right, in Chicago sports. And, yeah, man, so Lakers, how were your Los Angeles
Austin Reed finally came back last night.
He did, finally.
They beat the Nets. I mean, like,
what was the score? Was it a blowout?
125-109. Not really. They should have beat them by like
a win's
40.
A win. Yeah. Win's a win. In the NBA.
But I mean, LeBron's catching his vibe.
Like, dude, how was he in the All-Star game this year? Yeah. It's because he.
And Luka's a starter. Luka should be the MVP this season.
Dude, he should.
They got
be.
Luka, LeBron, and then AR. DeAndre Ayton's starting to play better.
I feel like the Lakers just signed like every single washed up free agent now. Like DeAndre Ayton,
Westbrook too.
Yeah, no, I feel like they're kind of like the Cubs, right? They signed every single washed up player. They're not really washed up, but they're like trying to revive their career. I feel like the Lakers and the Knicks kind of sign all those guys that are like trying to revive their career. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like the Lakers do that, but
And they had Carmelo that 1 year, and
I forgot about that, but yeah.
And Dwight Howard.
Speaking of LeBron, do you see Bryce is gonna redshirt?
Mm-mm.
He's redshirt. Yeah,
that's the right decision because he's like he wasn't gonna play the whole season.
They should have redshirted her earlier. Yeah. I mean,
he should have redshirted like the first game.
I wouldn't say first game. I should say like you know because remember when Jordan Bohannon for Iowa played like five games? I think they should have waited. But I mean, yeah, it was well deserved. You know, I think Bryce is better than Bronny. I actually think Bryce has more potential than Bronny. But yeah, man, it's good for Bryce. You know, I think Bryce needs to learn the college game a little bit more, and especially on a team like Arizona, right? The number one team in the country. He can learn behind guys like Coa Pete and, you know, his actually classmate that he graduated with. But, yeah, man. It's a good time. Have you been watching Sunday Night Basketball at all?
I just watched when Caitlin Clark was on it.
Yeah,
the that's Lakers and Knicks.
I'm only watching as a Caitlin Clark. Like whatever Caitlin Clark does, I'm watching. But yeah, man, I'm waiting to see who the Fever get this year in free agency. I hope the way that they sign some free. Oh, dude, I feel so bad for Kate Martin, dude. She had an opportunity to get a ring, and then she left for the Golden State Valkyries. Yeah. Like she never. But hey, Megan Gufson got a ring, so that's good for her. But it would have been nice to see Kate Martin get a ring, right? Because Kate Martin is just a great teammate of Caitlin Clark. She's just a nice person. And do you know Kate Martin's aunt is actually Jan Jensen?
Yeah.
You knew that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it was nice to see, you know, Megan Gufson get a ring. And anytime a former Hawkeye can get a ring like that, it's cool. You know, no matter if they were a star or if they barely played, it's cool to see them, you know, get a ring. And speaking of that, I want to talk about Mike LaFleur real quick, right? The guy who the Cardinals hired. Right, he didn't really call plays with the Rams because obviously you know Sean McVay called plays, so it'll be interesting to see how, you know, if he actually gets an opportunity to call his plays in Arizona, if he's the play caller, or if we'll hire somebody, it'll be interesting to see. But I mean, dude, the Sean McVay coaching tree is crazy. Like the amount of coaches that he has, like. Coaching is absolutely insane. I mean, you got Brandon Staley, you have Kevin O'Connell, you have now Mike LaFleur, you have Matt LaFleur, you have Raheem Morris, you have, I mean, man, I can go on and on. I'm forgetting a lot of people, but him and Shanahan, I think Shanahan, McVay Shanahan are 1A, 1B, but the only knock on Shanahan is that he's never won a Super Bowl, right? I mean, he came this close to winning a Super Bowl against the same team twice.
Yeah, he's been there twice.
I bet he can never get over the hump. McVay won a Super Bowl. But McVay, Shanahan was this close, man. This close to winning a Super Bowl against the same team. And if the 49ers handle the ball more with 7 minutes left, they win those two games, right? And I told my dad that last night. I was like, the big knock on Shanahan is that he's never won a Super Bowl. And, but, excuse me. But yeah, that's, I think that's one of the big knocks on, I mean, dude, McVay got hired at 30 years old. I mean, that's crazy. But, yeah, did you see Matt LaFleur pulled up to his press conference? You see he was there? So Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's younger brother, his press conference that he had, Matt LaFleur, his older brother, pulled up and watched him play, or watched him, was at his introductory press conference, which I think is kind of cool. But Ben Johnson owns Matt LaFleur, I'm going to say that. Mr. Ben Johnson, even though I've been critical of him, Mr. Ben Johnson beat Matt LaFleur twice a year. And Ben is a man of his word. I'll give him credit for that. Ben is a man of his word. He said that he would, in his introductory press conference, Ben said that he would beat Matt LaFleur twice a year. And my man came through with his promise. And he beat him. So yeah, man. Dude, Iowa Wrestling, dude, what's going on?
I saw that.
What is going on? Losing the
minutes. I watched them wrestle against Penn State, and they just got like,
dude, they had no chance.
Because like Penn State's the new like
dynasty. Iowa. They're becoming. They're, I mean, that's what they're becoming. But, dude, what's going on? I mean, why aren't they? Why do they lose to Minnesota, and why do they lose to Iowa State? Like, why? I don't understand why they lost to Iowa State. Iowa State fans finally celebrate, buddy. It took you guys 20 years to beat Iowa. We weren't even alive. Wait, were you born in 06 or 05?
06.
Last time Iowa State beat Iowa was 2005. We weren't even alive. Iowa State fans, you can have the win, but we all know who's better in the state of Iowa. The Iowa Hawkeyes. And I thought about this on our way here. Why did Kale Sanderson go to Iowa State? Why did Dan Gable go to Iowa State too? Like, don't you think that's kind of weird? Like, and they never won anything, right? And Iowa State may have the most, supposedly the best wrestler of all time, but guess what Iowa has? They have more championships to back it up. I'd much rather have a 3-time All-American and win a national championship than be a 4-time All-American and never win a championship at all. That's what Kale Sanderson was. I mean, Jaden, he never won a team title, because that's all Iowa State was him, right? He made Iowa State good at wrestling. He made people know where Iowa State was because of him. Do you think Kale Sanderson is the best wrestler ever? No, I don't. I think he didn't even wrestle anybody that was that good. Spencer Lee wrestled a lot better of opponents, right?
And Spencer Lee, I think he wrestled like with a torn ACL or something, right?
Yeah, Kale Sanderson wouldn't even do that. Dan Gable's up there too, but you could also make the argument too. Iowa wrestling wouldn't be what it is without Dan Gable, Dan Gable went to Iowa State, but yeah, Iowa wrestling is better. Always have been, always will be, and Iowa State could still, but that's the thing is like, is Kale actually a good coach, or does he just have the good resources around him? Right? Because Pennsylvania wrestling in Pennsylvania is like football in Texas, right? Everybody wrestles, you know, every 5-star recruit wants to go there. And, but yeah, if you're Iowa, do you fire Brands? I mean, do you get rid of them? I mean, after what happened against Minnesota, I mean, if I'm Beth Getz, I mean, that's it. I mean, do you get rid of him? I mean,
I don't know. That's a toss up.
I mean, you can't lose to Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. That loss is unacceptable. I don't want to hear, why isn't Ben Keeter worked out? I don't understand. Why is Ben Keeter not? I think the problem why he hasn't worked out is because he's more focused on football. And here's my thought on Ben Keeter, right? Ben Keeter needs to stick with wrestling. He's so much more talented of a wrestler than he is a football player. I think he's kind of wasting his career, don't you think? Like, he had a chance to be the most, to go undefeated in wrestling. Like, he had such a good opportunity to go undefeated, and he just wasted it because he's more focused on football. Like, dude, stay with wrestling. You're such a better wrestler. Just retire from football already. Like, you're such a better wrestler. It's just, I'm just disappointed in him. You know, he had a lot of potential, and, yeah, man, if you're Beth Getz, man, I mean, that's the final straw. I mean, I'm going out and I'm looking for Doug Schwab. I'm looking at Brett Metcalf, and so yeah, let's get into our Super Bowl. You know, we've already talked about it before, but we'll talk about it again. We'll probably talk about it again on Friday. Are you going to be here on Friday?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so As you guys saw my video out there, I think the Seahawks will win. Mr. Jaden Park here agrees the Seahawks will win. We think it will be close, right? But do you think, dude, imagine if it comes down. You know what would be crazy? If it comes down to Seahawks at the 1 yard line, they better run it this time. Mr. Whoever their offense, Quinn Kubiak, if he's actually a good offense coordinator, he would run that ball.
What if it's the same like position and they actually run the ball, but then they fumble it, and then everyone's complaining that they didn't throw the ball to Jackson Smith and Jigba?
That's a risk they're willing to take. But I don't think it will come down to that. No. I think the Seahawks will win. But
I mean, history does repeat itself.
It does, but I don't. If it does come out of that, Mr. Quinn Kubiak, you better have done your research, right? Do not do what Mr. Brian Schottenheimer did. Let me say that one more time. Do not do what Brian Schottenheimer did and pass the ball to Malcolm Butler, who literally is only in the league because of that play. Like, if Malcolm Butler didn't know that, didn't make that play, nobody would know who that guy is. I mean, that's just a fact. But yeah, me and Jaden both agree. Seahawks will win. They're the better team.
If the Patriots want to like compete, they're going to have to play a lot better offense.
Than 100%. They're going to have to. And it's cool to see Sam Darnold back in his home state, right? I mean, he went to high school in San Clemente, California. Obviously, he went to USC, and it's really cool to see Sam Darnold back in his home state of California. And you know who we have on the call? Mr. Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico. I'm mixed on Collinsworth. I mean, what do you think about Collinsworth? What would you rank him in terms of announcers in the NFL like these days? Is he better than Romo? He's better than Kirk Herbstreit. I'll give him that.
Yeah. I mean, I like Romo, but I like a lot of people. He just like...
He kind of glazes Mahomes.
Yeah, he glazes Mahomes way too much.
Like, buddy, Mahomes isn't even playing, and you're talking about him.
It's like, oh, what a Mahomes X play. Like...
He draws the stuff up. Yeah, Patriots here.
He always has... Like, he always draws on the board.
Yeah.
He always circles stuff.
Yeah. But I like Mike Tirico. I think he's a good announcer. And, dude, Al Michaels needs to retire, man. That guy is... It's getting hard to hear him as a sports fan, but so where would you rank Collinsworth in terms of announcers here, real quick?
I'd say he's like top 10.
Is he better than Romo?
I like Romo better.
Is he better than Herbstreit? Yes. Is he better than Troy Aikman? No.
No.
Is he better than Greg Olsen?
I like Greg Olsen.
I like Greg. He's not better than Tom. Oof. Is he better than Tom Brady?
I mean, Tom Brady has like the knowledge of it. Like,
I mean, yeah, because he played quarterback, so
he's like the greatest quarterback ever. So like he knows everything, and like.
But Joe Montana never lost a Super Bowl. Why don't people consider him the greatest? I think Joe Montana's the greatest. I mean, he never lost a Super Bowl, right? I mean, but yeah, man. I mean, that's all I got today for you guys, and yeah.
Did you see the Winter Olympics start on?
Yeah.
The weekend, I think.
I might watch a little bit of it. Where is it at this year?
I don't know.
But will you be watching?
Yeah,
watching some of it. But yeah, hopefully USA takes home the gold, and hopefully that we win. And
Italy,
nice, yeah. Nice is nice.
There's Lindsay Vonn. You know her?
Isn't she? I know who she is. Like, isn't she like a skier? Yeah.
So like,
she's still
like,
competing.
She's like 41. This would be like her last Olympics.
Jesus.
And she tore. She was like on a practice run, right?
Yeah.
And she was just like practicing a route and everything in Italy, and she like ruptured her ACL, but she said she's still gonna skate on it.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No,
I mean,
like just a couple days ago.
Like you could like injure your leg forever. Like
you might have to cut off your leg.
Yeah, like just like with Alex Smith, what happened? You don't want to be injured.
So like I don't know, like it's like a toss up if she should compete or not. But like she's 41, so like it's gonna be her last one.
Yeah,
like it's like Tyrese Haliburton, like it's game seven, like like you have to play, like you have to ski because like the Olympics only come around like every 4 years.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
I mean it's win or lose. So like
yeah,
but she said like she's torn her ACL before and everything, and she's torn her MCL and everything, and she said she's at her better spot right now, and she knows what her leg feels like. So I mean.
Yeah,
whatever.
We'll see, but hey, that's all I got for us today. Yep.
Check us out on CambridgeChronicleNews.com, Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. And if you want to join us on the next podcast or
join us up, Iowa men play tonight at 10. Hopefully that you guys watch it. It will be a good game. I will not be watching. KU plays on Saturday against Utah, and fortunately my Wolves lost, but we'll bounce back and get a win against Ankeny. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure that you like us on Instagram. Make sure that you follow us because we got great stuff going. And go to the Crams Chronicle website. We got some great stories up there. So until next time,
see you guys next podcast.